Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
This is the PT Pinecast. And we're on the road, live from Miami. We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast, recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. And we are at American Social at the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. We're going to do a lot of interviews in the next 36 hours, so we're going to get into it right now. Our next guest has been on the front lines of establishing a new educational curriculum at Columbia University, acting as a student representative for the APTA and enhancing networking opportunities for PT students across the state. Networking in a bar? I like where this kid's head's at. Now in his second year at Columbia, he's logged countless philanthropic hours and appeared on Good Morning America and the Today Show promoting the Choose PT campaign from the APTA. When he's not preparing to be a PT, you can find him thrill-seeking, jumping out of planes and off bridges. We'll get into that. Our next guest is Joe Lipsky. Joe, welcome to the PT Pinecast.
Hey, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
This isn't a bad scene, so I want you to paint the picture for everybody else. Where are we and what's going on right now?
So we're in Miami. We're at the National Student Conclave.
Yes, we are.
It's Friday night, PT pub night, tons of students around.
Lots of students. This place is chaos and I like it. All right. First question is always the hardest. What are we drinking tonight?
Blue Moon over here.
Blue Moon. And I got to yell, what am I drinking again? We're drinking something from the Wynwood Brewing Company. So the idea is I have a different beer with each episode. 21 interviews in 36 hours. It's going to be difficult to not double up, but I'm going to give it a rip. So Wynwood Brewing Company, so I want to cheers.
Cheers.
There we go, and we'll get into the interview. So your first conclave, or did you do this last year?
No, first conclave, first time.
Sharon Dunn often says conclave is her favorite meeting of the year, the three big ones, Next, CSM, and conclave. She says she likes it because of the energy, and as you can see, I mean, this PT pub night started like a half hour ago. The place is jammed. Lines out the door. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
So you work a lot with advocacy and promoting the profession. You were on Good Morning America, the Today Show. I saw you guys with the orange signs, hashtag choose PT. Why do you do stuff like that? Why do you get up out of bed early? You're a college student. You should be sleeping in.
I wanted to always get involved with the APTA and the National chapter. So I reached out. I wanted to try and get a position. I stumbled upon the core ambassador position for the student assembly. Luckily, I was chosen for that.
Yeah.
I was reaching out to people, trying to get involved, seeing what opportunities were around. Tom Mork, the vice president of the student assembly, reached out to me, told me about this opportunity, and I was on board totally. Let's do it.
And that's kind of your thing, right?
Yeah.
Getting that campaign, that hashtag choose PT, just making sure people know that it's a choice, their choice. And doing it with stuff like that. How was it doing Good Morning America? And were you guys just photobombing in the back, hanging out with Al Roker?
Yeah, you know, I didn't know what to expect going into it, but I knew we were going to have fun doing it. You know, my class is awesome. They want to get involved however they can, so they were totally on board.
How many people did you convince from your PT class to show up?
So we
ugly early in the morning.
We had over 50 students come down from three different schools.
So what schools? Let's give some props.
So we had
there.
Hunter University and New York University join us as well.
With Columbia. That's awesome. Yeah. And that's cool. So you guys really promoting the profession, but you're also doing some stuff with PT education too. You and your classmate Sean Whited creating a private practice elective. I was literally just talking about something like this with my boss who owns a private practice, and they say you don't get it enough in PT school. So what did you guys see was lacking, and then what'd you do about it?
No, I agree. And Sean and I realized that we wanted more say in what we were learning, and
paying a lot for it.
Yeah, we're paying a lot for it.
A lot of time.
Yeah, it started out as we wanted to start a networking group throughout like different programs at our school.
Right.
And we proposed the idea to our director, and she's like, you know, this is awesome. Let's make it into a class. So she was just told us to let our imaginations run.
Yeah.
We brainstormed. We talked to a couple of our professors, and we came up with the private practice elective. The goal of the private practice elective is to allow students to put some of the hard working time that they have into goals that they want to accomplish after school.
Right. Because a lot of students, do you want to go into private practice, whether it's owning it or working in it and eventually maybe owning it? And if you don't have any experience, if you're not exposed to it at all, that's a disadvantage.
Totally. And, you know, it's not even if you want to go into private practice, but you have to know the basics, like how to market, how to brand yourself, and the basics of finance.
Right.
You took out all these loans, but you don't know what they mean.
What are we supposed to do with that now?
Yeah.
So give me a quick glimpse. What's the class going to be like? What are some big topics that you guys are going to cover in the elective?
Our first speaker is actually the New York president of the APTA.
Aim high. Good.
Michael Mattia.
Yeah, get the big guy in the state.
Yeah, and you know he's kind of going to talk about the future of the practice and where opportunity might be. For now, what we're going to really accomplish is trying to encourage students to step outside of the classroom, think about what they want to accomplish, let us know what they want to do, and we're going to try and help them do it however they can.
That's big, and that's a big deal. Well, you're a second-year student
in
PT school, and you're literally changing the curriculum. But that's cool that your chair, your director, would listen to what you were saying, recognize that it had some validity, and say, okay, we'll change the boat a little bit and actually throw a class your way. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the reasons I chose to go to Columbia is everyone was so supportive. The other students said they're very supportive of students creating opportunity, doing what they want. That's what I want to do. I want to create opportunity.
And the thing is, in a year and change for you, you're going to be out there. Here's your license. Get out the door.
Yeah.
You're on your own. And then you're supposed to say, oh, well, I can figure out my way. Or how about have a little glimpse into that in school if that's something you want to do?
Yeah, and I mean, you just started, you know, life gets crazy after
school. Gets real crazy, yeah. I've been a PT for like 7 weeks now, and stuff goes by real quick.
Yeah.
If I didn't have a little experience in glimpsing into a private practice, I think I would have been at a giant disadvantage. At least I had a chance. Because a lot of times people will say, yes, yes, I want to do this. Then they get a glimpse, and we see people, you know, pick focuses all the time and change. I'm gonna be in pediatrics, and they go do a rotation, and they say, I'm gonna do anything but pediatrics. So it's good to at least see that in school to save yourself some later on time and money. That's a good idea.
Even if you don't want to own your private practice, you really need to know how the business works.
Yeah.
Or else you might walk into a job where it just doesn't work for you. And how can you do what you love when everything else isn't working for you?
Right. Future of DPT education, what do you think it is? Where's this going? I mean, you're changing it right now at Columbia. How else is it going to be altered?
Students are just going to have more of a say in what they want to learn. Obviously, there's the basics, and hopefully the boards catches up with times. And I really hope that in the end, more schools are just supportive of what students want to do. They listen to their students.
Yeah. Things are changing. You brought up the boards. It takes a long time to get something from research, new research, to be adopted by curriculum, to then be put into the boards.
Yeah.
So are we learning the most? Are we learning the most? Are we studying the most current stuff? Or,
you know, our schools prepare us to have a base knowledge of everything so that we can go and explore more other options.
Right.
But I hope that in the future, shorten the gap of what we're learning and what we actually need to know.
I want to thank our sponsor, RAS Medical Group. We're going to be hanging out all weekend long here in Miami with those guys in the exhibit hall. Three questions. It's something we get into with people. First question, outside of where you're living right now, where's one place in the United States you want to practice PT? Where do you want to go?
I'm a New Yorker. Love New York.
I'm a New Yorker, too.
Family's in New York.
All right.
I can't see myself leaving, but if I had to choose one place, got to be California.
The left coast, man. How do you beat the weather there? You really can't.
Yeah, can't beat it.
Second question of three questions. What's something that you're either reading or can be PT or non-PT related?
I started reading Deskbound by
Kelly Starrett. Yeah, former guest here on the show.
Yeah, listened to that episode.
Awesome.
Yeah, really interesting.
What are you finding about it so far as you're getting into it?
It starts off strong. It really starts to kind of get that message across about what's going on with sitting and starting at a young age, but I love it. I think it's a message that everyone needs to hear.
Yeah, I like that very much. And final question, who's somebody in physical therapy that we should be paying more attention to?
So I'm going to give a shout out to two of my classmates.
All right, good.
Katie Schmidt and Jenna Cantor.
Okay, why? What did they do?
They started this incredible program called Fairy Tale Physical Therapy.
Okay.
They go into hospitals and put on performances for the kids in the hospital. And they incorporate physical therapy into it. All the dance moves incorporate therapeutic exercise, like PNF patterns.
Smart. Is there a website attached to that?
There is.
Hit me with it.
FairytalePhysicalTherapy.com.
I like it.
You can email them at FairytalePhysicalTherapy@gmail.com.
Okay.
And I really encourage everyone to see what they're doing. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Personally, I played Sebastian. We put on a play for Little Mermaid.
Bold. I like it.
And you see these kids' faces, and you're like, that's why I'm doing this.
Yeah. That's a good exposure. That's a good way to think outside the box and a good way to expose physical therapy to a population who might not otherwise see it like that.
and talk about like incorporating your passion into what you want to do with your life.
Yeah. All right. So each episode that we record is a pint. But before we're doing a pint, we do shots. Lots of shots. I have a feeling lots of shots will be taken here this evening. What's some advice you can give to some fellow students about getting involved with their profession? How could they do
so
that?
So all the little bit counts. You know, even if it's just posting on social media, telling your friends about like what physical therapy is, it all helps. It's all going to help move our profession forward.
I do like the large social media campaigns, the hashtags and stuff like that. Coming from a media and a radio background, I can see where that can have a big effect, but you cannot beat one-on-one. You telling someone you know about what you're learning and what you're going to practice.
Yeah, I mean,
that's powerful.
You talk about referrals and private practice. Big. There's no better referral than word of mouth.
I like it. Appreciate you taking some time out of your drinking and getting down here to Conclave. I want to see some good pictures from your weekend here in Miami on Twitter. And what's the Twitter handle?
So at Joseph Lipsky _1.
Joseph from Columbia University. Appreciate you coming out and being on the show here at National Student Conclave, powered by the APTA.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. Working at his orbicularis oris until failure. Jimmy McKay on the PT Pinecast.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.